Larry Pirtle, good morning.
Good morning.
Governor Gina Raimondo's pick to lead the State Department of Education, Ken Wagner, comes from New York State. He's been a deputy commissioner of education, senior deputy, a middle school principal, a school psychologist, but not a teacher. Why is that a concern for teachers, and do you share that concern?
Well, I'm happy that he's got education experience and has spent several years in public schools, so I think that's a real advantage. But teachers, when you're talking about testing and standards and all the things that are coming down from RIDE that they have to follow.
RIDE is the State Department of Education, Rhode Island Department of Education.
They like it to be, teachers want somebody who was in the classroom and understands what they're going through. So hopefully Ken's experience as administrator will bring that to RIDE in, and hopefully he'll deliver that to teachers that he does understand what they're going through.
So you don't feel that it's a prerequisite for the job to have been a classroom teacher?
Well, I think it's always great to have had that experience, but again, the fact that he's got an education experience to spend time in public schools, I'm happy with that.
There are some deep rifts to repair after battles over standardized testing, charter schools, teacher evaluations. What could new leadership do, in your mind, to reach out to teachers and show they're really serious about working with you?
Well, the first thing I told the new commissioner that he needs to do is to reach out to teachers, administrators, and parents and rebuild that, because teachers have very little faith in the Department of Education in Rhode Island. Morale is low in many schools, and he needs to sit with teachers and administrators and parents and really show that he's listening, not just give lip service to it, but really listen and include them in the decision-making process. And he knows that it's going to take some time to do that, but that's the first thing he needs to do if he's going to be successful.
Many teachers and your union have expressed deep concerns about the direction of public education, particularly the focus on standardized test scores. Do you believe, Larry Pirtle, that we're likely to see any major shift in policy around testing anytime soon?
I think the new commissioner, as does the Board of Education, understands that there's too much testing. Whether the standardized testing is going to continue or not, it's a debate we're going to have. But I think everyone recognizes that we're spending too much time testing and not enough time on teaching and learning.
What is the role that you believe testing should play?
Testing should guide instruction and should guide learning, and it should guide professional development. The problem is that we're relying on testing to one test to measure everything, and it just doesn't work. And that needs to be changed.
Rhode Island has been introducing new standards in public school classrooms. They're known as the Common Core. What are you hearing from teachers about how that's going? Are they getting the support they need? Do they feel it's helping or hurting their work with students?
Well, there's some mixed feelings out there, and certainly there's a huge concern around Common Core that programs like art, music, sports, and other things are going to be sacrificed to be successful at Common Core. And the major concern, the real concern around that, is the use of testing to measure Common Core. I think if we're going to stick with Common Core, we got to be sure that other programs aren't cut and return to locally based, teacher-based tests to measure success rather than just one standardized test.
Locally based, teacher-based tests, meaning the tests that teachers create for
their
own classrooms?
Right, for what they're measuring in the classroom. As a teacher said to me recently, all the standardized test scores I've seen haven't told me anything I didn't already know about my students. So I think that's important.
But if that's the case, why, in your view, has it been so difficult to improve what people see as the quality of our public schools?
Well, I think, you know, we're just looking at a test score instead of looking at, we know, you know, students in certain schools may not test as well, but we need to address the poverty issue. We need to look at, are they having the same opportunities? Does every student have the same opportunity? Are they getting art, music, advanced placement courses, sports, and preschool, all-day kindergarten? Those are the things that we should be measuring rather than just one test score.
Charter schools in Rhode Island narrowly escaped some pretty tough measures during the last legislative session that would have restricted their ability to grow in the state. Do you share the concern that they're sapping funds from other public schools, or do you see them as an important option for families who are unhappy with the performance of their local public schools?
Well, I think before we even get into discussion of charter schools, we have to look at the whole funding question. And Cumberland, who we represent, is a great example. They're paying over $2 million a year to charter schools. And if those students came back to Cumberland, they would save something like, I think it's $1.4 or $1.5 million. So while charter schools will say, wow, it gives parents an option, you're really helping a very small number at the expense of a lot of other children and parents. So the funding formula needs to be addressed regular public schools and students, where the majority of kids go, students attend, should not be losing money and losing programs to pay for mayoral academies or charter schools.
Is that something you plan to press for in the next legislative session?
Certainly, because I think it's leading to inequality and some equity issues. And again, before we even get into the debate about charter schools, the funding question needs to be addressed.
Many teachers tell me they love their work, but that morale among teachers continues to be very low. What do you think would make a difference in terms of improving teacher morale?
Well, the one thing I hear from teachers all the time is get Rhode Island Department of Education off my back. And I think with the new commissioner coming in, with a new Board of Education chair, they just need to tone it down and to, again, reach out to teachers, reach out to administrators, and really listen to what they have to say.
Larry Pirtle, as president of one of the state's two teachers' unions, what's your biggest priority right now for public education?
Well, I want to make sure that every student has the same opportunities. We get away from measuring student success or teacher evaluation just based on one test and make sure that every student, doesn't matter whether you're in Barrington or Providence or wherever you are, you have the same opportunities and the same benefits and the same programs. Your zip code should not mean what opportunities you have.
What's your view of how we get there?
Well, I think we have to look at the opportunities. I think we have to address, you know, attracting teachers into urban areas. One of the things we've started to talk about is maybe a statewide teacher contract so that you don't have competition between districts for teachers. And maybe we have to start to realize that if you're going to go into an urban area with those challenges, that maybe you need to be paid more.
Well, Larry Pirtle is president of the National Education Association Rhode Island and a member of the Board of Education. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Education reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant by the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation, and New England Institute of Technology's Center for Technology and Industry.